listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burke. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight. Hi, everybody on Facebook Live. Thanks for following in. We're taking pictures here. Everybody's selfieing and taking pictures. We're having a really good time. I brought in another really good friend and somebody I absolutely adore and I've known for a little bit longer than I've known Paulette, but Mitzi Kipnes, otherwise known as Sandra Kipnes, is she's a certified management accountant. So she's the brainy one of the, I'm going to say the brainy one. I don't know. You call numbers and all that stuff, and ledgers and books. I'm not good. It's not happening. That's why we have her. And so she has been working with P.F. Chang as of late, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But she does other really cool things as well. And I asked her to come in for this other really cool thing. I love to do assessments. I really think that personal assessments help us in our business and our personal lives. And you just can't do enough of them, I think. You know, it's another way of learning about yourself, and it gives you the tools and resources that you might not have otherwise known about yourself. So Mitzi does something called the color code, and she color coded me recently, and I don't know that I want to hear the response, but that's why we're here, so why not? In the meantime, I really would like you to tell everybody what exactly is the color code and why we should use it.
Well, I was introduced to the color code 11 years ago at a conference with my husband. We were doing a direct selling business, and Dr. Taylor Hartman, who developed this assessment, was the keynote speaker. And what I gathered from him was this assessment is completely different than any of the other ones that I've done before in business. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. I love that part of it.
Right.
There's only four colors to know.
Right.
Love it.
Yeah. Because the Myers-Briggs is like it goes on.
And there's pages. I still can't. You know, I don't know how many times I've taken it. I still don't remember what I am.
Right.
But I remember my color.
Right.
And the important thing that I thought about that he said about this was that the other tests are very behavior focused. Mm-hmm. And the difference with the color code and its secret sauce is it's about motives. It's like if you take a look at an iceberg, there's 10% that's above the water. That's what you see. Mm-hmm. That's the behavior. Mm-hmm. The 90% that's underwater, that's the motives driving the behavior. Mm-hmm. So if we can figure out what motivates individuals when we're dealing with them,
right.
What do you think is going to happen?
Right, of course.
The behavior is just going to follow.
Behavior is going to follow. So you had mentioned, I'm going to ask this other question, and then I'll go to that question. You take the quick 10-minute assessment, and mm-hmm. I'm a red, right?
Yes.
I'm a red, which is a color I love. It's great. So what is that exactly? Does that mean for me? Okay,
I love how you asked that question. What does this mean for me? That's exactly coming from a red point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And there's four different colors. So you have red, which is power.
Mm-hmm.
We have blue, which is intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
We have white, which is your peacemakers,
right,
and your peace.
Right.
And yellow, which is all about fun.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a question I hate the most. I told you this before. Paulette, I hate the question. So what do you do for fun? I don't know why. I don't know, because I really don't. And I think I have to take a better look at that. Sorry for the interruption, but I really do have to take a look at that.
Yes,
I'm not having enough fun. Mm-hmm. All I do is work. I work 24/7. I'm starting to get carpal
tunnel. Your color
code.
You had 0% yellow in your pie chart here.
but I'm fun, aren't I fun?
Yes, you are. You picked up on that. So I'm 68% blue, and my next color is red. You are primarily red, with your secondary color being blue.
So I'm powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Compassionate. So you make an awesome leader, because not only can you get in those power positions, and the power doesn't go to your head, mm-hmm. because you've got that compassion still
thanks.
That's there.
Yes.
And so it's the perfect melding that you need to
tissue.
Be a great leader.
I need
leader.
A tissue.
So, and I'd like you to know that I am 1% yellow. So,
okay.
I too struggle with, I'm constantly working and making, you know, blues like to make their little check boxes, and they like to have everything has to fit in the box, and
so
they follow the rules.
Too.
That's you
too. Oh, I follow all the rules.
You got to follow the rules,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I have to turn my directional on anytime I change lanes, and even if I'm the only person on the road. So, the thing that I like about the colors, and let me just kind of go into them a little bit more into detail. So reds, the power part of it, really, their natural state is being a leader and being visionary. They know how to get from point A to point B, and people are just going to naturally follow. But, you know, reds can have, as with all colors, you have some potential negative and limitations, I like to call them. So you have your strengths and your potential limitations. And so you need to be, you know, you need to watch out for becoming too selfish, which you don't because you've got that blue side.
Good.
So I've never seen that with you.
I don't think
now,
I'm selfish.
Now, this one.
I really like to think I'm very giving.
I'm
delusional when I say.
Yes.
You definitely
are. And you say you're always, you know, but you have to be careful because reds can think that they're always right.
Oh, well, that I am.
Yes.
See, there's no question.
She's always right.
Wait.
She's always right.
Yes. And that's a horrible, I know that's a horrible part of my personality. My poor family has been putting up with it for years. But yes, that's the biggie for me.
You can be demanding and bossy.
And yes.
And, you know, blues, they don't take that very well sometimes. Or the blue side, some of the negative side of blue, and being 68% blue and intimacy being the thing, I'd like to say that it is, due to sexual connotation, but it's not. It's actually means
we need to be tantric.
Yeah, I was just thinking about tantric.
We need to do some tantric right? That's what we need.
But it's more about connecting and having deep relationships and having good relationships and friendships.
Do
and
I connect. Have those?
Yes.
I do.
You do.
Okay.
You do. With me, you do.
Of course. Now, what about my yellow? Where am I on my yellow?
You're zero. So
no yellow?
You need to build fun into your life. And I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but like for me, I have filled that position with a lot of friends that are yellow. So they love to have fun. They never follow the rules. They drive me nuts sometimes, but, you know, I have to have them in my life to show me how to be spontaneous.
Uh-huh.
And so as you grow in life, you learn what your limitations are.
Right. Where's my white?
Your white it's pretty close to your blue.
You haven't memorized? You're not even looking at a paper.
I picture things in my head.
Wow.
And I never forget
them. My white is?
Your white is about the same as your blue. So you're
what is it again?
So your red's like 51%.
Mm-hmm.
Your blue is about 29%.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is white and zero yellow.
Zero yellow. And the white aspect is what again?
Peace.
On peace.
So my husband and I actually, this color code has helped us so much, not just in our business,
right.
Which I could, you know, I'd love to give examples on how it can help with the business and how people come from different directions. So let me talk just a little bit more. So white is peace, right? They like,
right.
They like to avoid conflict and they want to make sure everybody's getting along.
Mm-hmm.
A problem with the white that I have with my husband sometimes, they'll lie right to your face just to tell you what you want to hear because they don't want any conflict.
Listen, Facebook land, no lying. Ciao, Willy. Ciao, Mare. Ciao. My Italian friends every once in a while pop up. Ciao, Willy.
Blues do not like being lied to.
No, we don't like being lied to.
No,
don't lie.
Yeah, you know, with my husband, you can hear the garbage truck coming down the street in the morning. Hey, honey, did you take the garbage out last night?
I did.
Oh, sure. And then you hear the garage door open.
Yeah.
You hear the garage can being dragged down the driveway, right?
Doesn't that drive you nuts?
I'm like, really? Why not just tell me the truth?
Just say no. I forgot. Yeah, exactly.
So the beauty of Adam and myself and what we did with the color code was 3 years ago because we noticed such a difference in our own life and our marriage, specifically using the color code, that we actually are certified trainers.
Awesome.
So we went and we've actually become certified trainers, and we've even brought on a third person from the East Coast,
right.
Joan McGill,
right.
Who is also a certified
good friend.
Yeah,
Hi, Joni.
Another good friend who's also certified. So now we got the East Coast and the West Coast covered.
Rita Romano, ciao Clarissa Bart, ciao Rita. I'm listening. I promise I'm listening.
So the beauty of the color code is that it has saved our marriage. I believe that in a lot of ways. Issues with in his family, for instance, you know, when we would go
carefully, my goodness.
That's fine, you know.
You never know who's going to listen to this show.
We would go to dinner at his parents' home, and I, you know, being a blue, want everybody to, you know, be nice and get along. Well, their family is kind of one that they argue a lot, and I would get really
raucous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I can't eat, you know. And if the any of that tension comes my direction, I would get mad at Adam for not defending me. But he's a white, so he's going to stay out of it. So,
And how has it helped you at work?
Oh my gosh, it has helped me immensely with bosses.
Right.
And
do you give them the listen, before I accept this job, you got to take this assessment.
There's actually some cheap questions that you can ask so you can figure out what color people are. And just to kind of give...
Yeah. But you get that honed in that you can actually tell them the color before they take the assessment.
I've gotten to that point. I've been doing this for 11 years now.
Wow.
And, you know, it has been very helpful when I, you know, especially in consulting. So in the 1 hour CFO, there's times that I'm told tomorrow you're going to be going over to this nonprofit hospital and you're going to be the controller for the next 3 months. The controller was just fired yesterday and she'd been there for 9 years.
Right.
Oh, great. I have to go in and manage a team that was very close-knitted with this controller. So for me to get to know that team quickly and understand how they work together, I always give them the color code assessment. And I usually have a quick, you know, we have a team that's built quickly, whether they were working well together before or not.
Right.
Within 2 weeks, we're working well together, and it has helped immensely.
Real quick, what's the hotel example?
So the hotel example is how I like to explain the color. So... let's say a person walks into a hotel, they have a confirmed reservation, they walk up, I'm here, I'm ready to check in.
Sorry, we don't see your reservation. Was that what you were going with this? Is that, I know that?
Yeah,
how
you
did
knew
I
that.
Know that? I knew.
He knew. She knew. She's smart, because she's always right.
I am. I am Facebook land, I am.
So red, I'm sorry for the clerk, right?
Right.
The red's going to look at the clerk and be like, I have a room, or you don't have a job.
Right. Wow. No, I wouldn't do that.
No,
I
because
mean,
you,
be
have
annoyed,
the blue, you have the blue side, too.
Yeah.
But a real red, that's how they would react.
Okay, that's not good.
Now, the blue side, and we feel guilty a lot. We're always apologizing.
Okay.
So,
I'm sorry, you don't have my reservation.
I'm so sorry you don't have my reservation. It's my bad. I should have called the fifth time to confirm.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, you know, don't worry. I'm so sorry you don't have my reservation. I should have quadruple checked, right? At white, they're not really going to care much. They're going to be like, "Hey, I'll be asleep on the couch over here. If a room opens up, just wake me up and let me know."
Oh no!
Now a yellow is going to go up there, and they're going to have a 1 hour chat with the clerk about absolutely
nothing.
Nothing.
Just hang out.
Just hang out. They're not going to get a room.
No, wait, they're not going to get a room.
They're still not going to get a room.
They're hoping to get the room.
Doesn't matter to them.
Right.
But what they're going to do is they'll probably end up going home with the clerk, and the clerk's just going
to
put them up in their home for the night, right? So we
back
all
to
have
tantric sex.
Yeah, we all have different ways.
Paulette's over there, by the way. I can see her over there laughing. There she is. Anyway,
we all have different ways that motivate us and how we get through life, right?
Right.
So,
okay. So we've got to go to break, but I want everybody to know where to find you, how to get in contact with you, and because this is fascinating. This is so much fun. Isn't it fascinating?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something that everybody needs to know. So let us know where we need to go.
I do everything through email right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you can reach me at Sandra, or actually Mitzi, either one works.
M-I-T-Z-I.
Yes. Being blue and being friends, she can call me by my nickname, Mitzi. So you can either do Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, or you can do Mitzi, M-I-T-Z-I, at Imagine, I-M-A-G.
G-I-N-E.
Yep.
120.
The number one, the number two, number zero.
See? I knew that.
You knew that.
I know. See,
I'm going to live to 120.
See, because I'm her friend, Mitzi showed up. But if I wasn't her friend, Sandra would have been here. See, that's how that works.
That's how that works.
Right here you are. You're in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. We've got a lot more coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back.